Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Aleph. We're holding on daf Kuf Amud Beis in the fourth wide line. We're right in the middle of something. Minar Rabbi Mitoch Beisecha. So we're going to give, after we finish up this little piece, five different explanations of the pasuk of Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im V'Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. What are we contrasting when we talk about the Yimei Ani Ra'im versus the Tov Lev Mishta Tamid? Then the Gemara is going to get into the discussion of using psukim as a refua, what the gedarim of that iser are. The Gemara is going to then get into a broader discussion about refua that's the kinds of refua that are mutter to do on Shabbos, using shadim for refua, how effective that is. The Gemara is going to discuss different episodes surrounding the death of Rabbi Lazar, including when Rabbi Akiva proved to Rabbi Lazar that chaviv in yisurin, and therefore the suffering he was experiencing at the end of his life was in fact a good thing. On Kufalf and Beis, we're going to discuss a lot about Yeravam, but first we're going to talk about three Rishayim who had a very strong logical complaint against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're going to dash in the meaning of the name of Yeravam, the meaning of the name Ben Nevat, which is also Yeravam, and describing how three Rishayim misinterpreted certain signs, and Yeravam was among those three Rishayim where he thought he saw a sign that told of his future success, when in fact it was saying nothing of the sort. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about Yeravam's zechus to become a king. What did he do right that he was zechut to become a king? What did he do so wrong that he was nichshal and that he couldn't stand up to his yetzer hara and he caused all of this avodah zara to happen? And just practically, how did he implement it? How do you take a community of ma'aminim and get them to be oved egle azav, especially after they already once did an egle azav and that didn't work out so well for them the last time? So Bez Hashem, that we'll discuss all of those things. Today's shiur once again is sponsored by Avishai and Elishav Numelis Chusur for Shlema for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have a refuah Shlema B'soch Shar Chola Yisrael. So we are in the middle of explaining the psukim. We were in the middle of discussing Ben Sira yesterday. So we discussed how Ben Sira, it's Bittul Torah to learn Sefer Ben Sira, and there's wasteful things there. So the Gemara says, oh yeah, what's there that's not wise? And we tried one statement after another. No, that's a Maimar Chazal, that's a pasuk, that everything there seems to be a wise idea. So the Gemara finally came up with something that was not wise, that was a total waste of time. Now the Gemara is going to bring other positive things, positive messages that we can learn from Sefer Ben Sira. So Minar Rabbi Mitoch Beisecha, on the fourth wide line, don't bring people who you don't need for your own dealings into your house, V'lo'akol Tavi Beisecha, and not even those that you do need to deal with. You shouldn't bring everyone into your house. You should try to have as many meetings outside of your house as possible. Rabim Yu Dorshi Shlomecha, you should get along with a lot of people. There should be people who say, oh, how's that guy doing? How are you? But Galei Sod Chala Echad Me'elef, but a real close friend you're going to reveal the secret to, one in a thousand. That should not be to everybody. Mishochechas Checha Shomar Pitzchei Picha, and from your wife, from Mishocheves Checha, which is a reference to your wife, you shouldn't tell all of your secrets. Meaning certainly if someone wrongs you, someone troubles you, you're going to tell your wife, you'll forgive them, she'll never forgive them. So a person has to be careful what he tells his wife. Al Teitzer Tzoras Maher, don't be mitzvahed today because of something that you think is going to, Tzoras Macha rather, because of something that you think is going to happen at some future date. Ki lo teida ma yilad yom, we don't know what's going to happen in a later date. Shema lemachar einenu, who knows, maybe when you, the time you're concerned about, you're not even going to be around anymore. And it turned out that all this tzar was for nothing, because it has nothing to do, you won't even be around to experience the tzar. Meaning, worry about today, don't be so concerned about what's going to be in the future. Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, and then the pasuk says, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im in Mishlei, Ben Sira Omer Af Leilos, that it's not only the days of an Ani that are bad, the nights are pretty bad too. B'Shefel Gegim Gago, the lowest of the roofs is his roof, Obimarom Harim Karmo, and his kerem, his vineyard is on the highest mountain, and therefore that sets him up for terrible things. Because Mimtar Gagim Lagago, water always goes down to the lowest place, so everyone else's roof is going to drain off right on top of his roof, and it's not going to last very, very long. Omeafar Karmo Lukramim, and the dirt of his kerem is going to go to other people's kerem. So he's going to fertilize his kerem, and the wind is going to come blow it right off the kerem because he's on the mountaintop. and it's going to benefit everybody else's kerem that's down below, so the ani ends up losing out. So once we mention the idea of kol yimei ani ra'im, the Gemara is going to bring five different drashos of that pasuk. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Well, first we have the simin Zeira, Rava, Mesharshia, Chanina, Tuvia, Yana, Yochanan, Yana, Yafa, Yochanan, Merachim, Yoshua, Katzer. So we go through all the five different drashos about kol yimei ani ra'im. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav. My dechsev kol yimei ani ra'im elu balei Talmud. Kol yimei ani ra'im is people who learn a lot of Gemara because it's very hard. It's a lot of analysis, a lot of back and forth. Not an easy limud. V'tov lev mishta tamid elu balei mishnah. But someone who always has an enjoyable limud, it's easy. You kick back and you just learn something direct and straightforward. That's balei mishnah. That's people who learn mishnah. Rava amaribcha. Rava says no. Kol yimei ani ra'im is a reference to balei mishnah because they're never going to be able to paskin anything based on what they learn from the mishnayos. But tov lev mishta tamid is balei talmud because they get hana'a from their amelus in Torah to the point that their amelus in Torah will yield the result that they'll know how to analyze a shaila, and therefore they'll know how to be lasuke shmeitz alibi deilchusa, which is the ikar of Talmud Torah. V'hainu davarav misharshi mishmei durava ma'iduchsiv masiya avanim ye otsev behem, that a person who moves stones from one place to the other is going to become tired from that travel. Elu Bali Mishnah, that's a reference to Bali Mishnah, that they don't really get to have any Hana'a from their learning because they can't ultimately carry it forward to the end. They can't ultimately paskin halacha from their learning. Okay, Eitzim Yiskan Bam, but someone who chops the wood will warm himself from the fire of that wood. Elu Bali Talmud, that's someone who learns Gemara because he will be able to carry it forward to the end to get the ultimate Hana'a of being able as suke shmeitza alibe de hilchasa. Rabbi Chanina omer kol yimei ani ra'im zesh mi sheyesh lo isha ra'a. Kol yimei ani ra'im is someone who has a terrible wife. Tov lev mishta tamid zesh sheyesh lo isha tova. Tov lev mishta tamid is someone who has a good wife. Rabbi Ani omer kol yimei ani ra'im ze istinis. Kol yimei ani ra'im is a reference to a person who is an istinis, who is not tolerant of things that are a little bit disgusting or are difficult for him to handle something that's a little bit gross, so he's always everything is always bad to him. But tovlev mishta tamid zeshe daito yafa, someone who's more tolerant of things, a little bit of dirt doesn't kill a person, says daito yafa, so that's a person who's not going to always be bothered. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kol yimei ani ra'im ze rachmani, that kol yimei ani ra'im is someone who has a genuine sense of rachmanos for other people. We hear stories of how many tzaddikim that sit there all day listening to the tainas and the complaints of and the problems and the sorrows of Jewish people, and they just after a while they just need a break. They just can't, because it affects them very much to hear about and to actually feel for so many different people. So it's kol yimei ani ra'im when a person actually has a genuine sense of rachmanos. Tov lev mishta tamid ze achzari, but an achzari doesn't care about the problems of other people, so he's always tov lev mishta tamid, not a good thing, but he seems like he's living a happy life. Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi Amar kol yimei ani ra'im ze shedaito ktsara, that kol yimei ani ra'im is referring to someone that is worried that about terrible things happening to him. Tov lev mishta tamid ze shedaito rechava, who's not worried about things, who's not stressed out. V'amar Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi kol yimei ani ra'im v'ikas shabbos yom tovim. Wait, how can you say kol yimei ani ra'im? What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? You can't say Shabbos and Yom Tov are bad. Even Nani Shavi Yisrael has what to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov because we provide him with it. So Kiddush Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Shinu Vesa Tzchilas Chol Yimei. Now that gufa is going to be the source of his problems. That when a person changes his eating habits, it causes him stomach problems. So a person eats in a certain way the whole week, sparingly, and he doesn't have that much food. And then all of a sudden, Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's eating chalent and he's eating. So that's going to have an effect on the person that he has such a change in his eating habits. If a person sings a pasuk of Shir Hashirim, he makes it like a song, not with the trap. With the trap you're allowed to, but with some other type of niggin, some other type of tune. So even the pasukim of Shir Hashirim, which you would think that's the point, it's called Shir Hashirim, meaning it's meant to be a song. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that even though it's Shir Hashirim, so someone who turns it into a song, song, Vakari Pasuk Bebeis Mishtos Belozmano, or someone who's reads a Pasuk in the Beis Mishtos, in the bars where they drink the wine, where they drink wine, and it's not the Zman that makes sense to have that Pasuk, meaning it's not Matim to that particular day to read that Pasuk. You're just saying it because it fits the words nicely, but it's really got nothing to do with anything going on. Mevi Ra'ali Olam. He's bringing evil to the world. The Torah wears sackcloth. The Torah stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Master of the universe, Asuni Banecha, Kikino Shemenagnim Baleitzim. Your children have made me like a musical instrument that Leitzim use, meaning I'm just being used as an instrument to entertain them, as opposed to what the Torah is, the higher purpose of what the Torah is meant for. Amar Lasa, so the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Torah, Biti, Bishah Shochlin Vishosin, Bamei Yisasku. What do you want them to be involved with when they're eating and drinking, if not in Torah? How about this? If they can learn Tanakh, let them learn a little bit when they're eating. In Bali Mishnahim, they know how to learn Mishnah, Yasku Mishnah, Balachs Bagados. So let them learn Mishnah, Halachs and Agados, what they know how to learn. In Bali Talmudain, Yasku Bilch Pesach Pesach, Bilch Zatzeres Bazeres, Bilch Chag Bichag. There are other things you could do without singing the Psukim. So let's not have the Psukim be sung. The Adrama is a Safek, whether it's Mutter when your kavana is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a derech nigun v'shira, and he leaves it as a tzaruch even, whether it's in fact mutter in that case. But that's the heter, right? The heter that all the Jewish musicians have, that they take psukim and they turn them into songs, is that their kavanas are 100% l'shem shemayim, to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not for anything else. Rabbi Emanuel Feldman, I think, once commented that he's heard too many songs where his thought was that the words are the words of Jacob, but the beat is the beat of Esav. And you wonder if that's Mamish Derech Shevach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya. Kalakari Pasuk Bizmano, Mevi Tov Liolam. Shnemar V'Dover B'Ito Matov. Someone who says a Pasuk when it's the right time, a person says Kiddush on Yom Tov over Yayin, and he says Psukim that relate to Yom Tov. I mean, that's what we do on Shabbos. We read some Psukim relating to the Shevach of Shabbos before we actually say the Kiddush. The Kiddush is the Bar Priyagaf and on. But we say other Psukim because that's Ratway for that Zman. We build up the nature of that Zman by mentioning these Psukim. So that's Mevi Tova Liolam. That's a good thing. It's only when it's Shalob Zmano and you're turning them into songs, that's when it's Mevi Ra'a Liolam. Okay, the Mishnah had said that according to Rabbi Akiva, someone doesn't have a Chelik in Olam Haba if he reads Svar Machitzonim and Va'alochesh Alamaka. He says, Kalamachla Shasamti Mitzrayim Lo'asmalacha Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, and he thinks that that's going to be a skula to cause a refuah to the Maka, so a person's not allowed to do that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan points out this din of lochish al maka doesn't have a chelik in olam haba uberokik ba. It's only if he also spits on it. Lefi shein maskirin shem shemayim ala rekika, because it's a bizayin to mention shem shemayim in association with a rekika, with the spitting that one does. Itmar Rav Amar afilu negat saraas. Even if all the person says is the pasuk of negat saraas. What's the pasuk? Negat saraas kisiya ba'adam vuhuva ala kohen, where there's no Haskaras Hashem whatsoever, Rashi points out, in the Pasuk, so you're not even saying Shem Shemayim. Even that's problematic. The Adrama says, no, that the Chiddush is that the Pasuk doesn't even mention anything about Refuah. Adrabba, the Pasuk would seem to be the opposite. It's talking about a Nega, it's talking about suffering, it's talking about an illness. Even that, you're not allowed to mention as L'Shem Refuah. And someone who does that is Ein Lochel Kol Maba, and that's against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that only someone who says Shem Shemayim Ala Rekika is Ein Lochelek the Olam Haba. There is a machlokas rishonim what Rabbi Yochanan would hold if you don't say the Shem Shemayim ala Rekika. The Adrama holds, yeah, if there's no Shem Shemayim, then it's 100% mutter. Whereas the Rif and the Rosh say that Rabbi Yochanan would also say it's aser even without Shem Shemayim. It's just that he holds you don't lose a chelik Olam Haba without Shem Shemayim, but it's still aser, meaning there are three levels over here. There's in lo chelik Olam Haba, there's aser, and then there's mutter. So it would still be aser. Even if there's no Shem Hashem. Rabbi Chanina Amar Afilu Vayikra El Moshe. Rabbi Chanina says even the Pasuk of Vayikra El Moshe, which doesn't mention any Negoyim or Machlos, that a person is able to think that such a Pasuk would serve as a Lachash to get him out of whatever suffering, there's no Havamina that it should work. But nevertheless, even such a thing is asr. Tan Rabbanan, even though you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos, sachin umem mashmashim devnei me'ayim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to anoint and rub the stomach on Shabbos, because such a sicha is not considered refuah. We assume sichas kishtia, you're allowed to drink hati, you're allowed to drink chicken soup on Shabbos, and that's not an isr. So this also, the sicha is not an isr. V'lochshin l'chishas nechashim akrabim b'Shabbos, and you could say some sort of l'chisha that will stop snakes and scorpions from coming, and that is not a violation of the melacha of tzeda, even though that in fact keeps them in their place and stops them from coming. It's not a violation of the melacha of tzeda. Why not? Why isn't it a violation of the melacha of tzeda? So there are a couple of different opinions as to what the heter is. One opinion is that Rashi writes that it's ein b'kach mishum seida, because even though the Levush says that the reason that it's mutter, that Rashi just says that it's not seida. The Levush says because the derech is to do it in a different way. So you're doing tzad in a way that's not derech seida, and that's what makes it mutter. Mishabur and Shin Chav Chesiv Kan Kuf Mem Gimel says that you could be tzad b'Shabbos al yidei lachash because it's not a natural seida, not because it's not the derech, but because it's not a natural way to be tzad an animal. It doesn't work b'derech teva. It works with some sort of mystical force as opposed to b'derech teva. This is important because there was a discussion in Achronim about whether one is allowed to create a golem on Shabbos. So you think, what in the world does that discussion have to do la halacha? I mean, we don't generally, at least I can't speak for everybody else, but I generally don't create golems in general. There is the tradition, perhaps, that the Maharal Miprag created a golem, whether it's true or not. There's a Chacham Tzvi, though, in Siman Sadi Gimel and the Tshuvas Yaivitz that say that their ancestor, Rabbi Elio Baal Shem, did create a golem. And that's why the Chacham Tzvi has a shaila, whether a golem could be mitzarif to a minion. So in the Achronim, they discuss, can you create a golem on Shabbos? So they discuss this idea, well, you could be, what is a golem? You're saying Shemos Hashem, and something's happening. Normally, it would be a violation of Bona, Makkah B'Patish, something to create a robot on Shabbos. But all they're doing is talking. They're just saying words and creating the golem. So maybe that would be mutter, just like lechisha. This is the sugya that you're being tzad just by saying words, and that's going to be mutter. So why is that relevant la'alacha? Very, very common question, or at least topic for a shir, even if people don't ask it lemaisa. When the Amazon Echo or the what do they call the, all these different things that you could voice command your whole house, and you can make things happen. So all you're doing is speaking, and then all these things are happening around you. So is that a malacha? Speaking is a malacha? Isn't that like doing tzeda al yidei lechisha, just by saying words? So if you understand why it is that it's mutter, so if you say that it's mutter because it's mystical, it's not natural, well, this is scientifically you could explain. I can't, but they could explain scientifically why this works, why you, when you say what do they call it? Alexa, play this song for me. Why, Alexa, Taka plays that song for you? So then you're not going to say that it's not the then you can't. It's difficult to say that it's mutter, or to say that it's not the derech. If it becomes the derech, that's the way it's made to be used in that way. That's the way people do people turn on their music. So then you wouldn't have that heter anymore. It would become a malacha. And this is all on a daraisa level anyway. I mean, mistama, these things would be a violation of some sort of midrabanan, regardless. Okay, umavirin kli al gabe ayin b'Shabbos. One is allowed to put an iron kli over their eye on Shabbos in order to cool down the eye. Am Rav Shmuel Gamliel b'med dvar mamurim b'kli anital. That's only if the kli is not muktzah. Avol b'kli she'ino anital aser. If the kli is muktzah, then you're not allowed to put it over the eye. Vein sholin b'dvar shedim b'Shabbos. A person who lost something, let's say, is not allowed to turn to shedim to try to find that which he lost, because the pasuk in the Navi Yeshayahu tells us, you're not allowed to have dibur on Shabbos the way you have dibur b'chol, so you're not allowed to ask shedim to help you find your things. Rabbi Yossi Omer af b'chol aser, that you're not even allowed to do it on a weekday, and we'll see why. Amar Rav Huna, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, you're not even allowed to be shol b'shedim during the week. V'af Rabbi Yossi lo amara ele mishum sakana. Rabbi Yossi said the reason it's aser is because it's a sakana. You're going to force the shade to tell you to reveal some information he's not interested in revealing, the Shade is going to get angry at you, and the Shade is going to hurt you. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the Ivla Barza, that one time, Barza, one time, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, because he was asking a Shade to do something that he didn't want, he got swallowed up by a cedar tree. V'savad le'nisa, and a nes had to happen, where Paka Arza Opalte, where the cedar tree had to split into two, so that he was able to escape the cedar tree. So you don't want to mess around with Shadim. Just stay away from Shadim and live life normally. So we said in the Braisa, you can anoint someone's stomach on Shabbos. As long as you don't do the same way you do during the weekday. As long as you you do it in a different way than one would do it during the week. So what do you do? How do you do it differently? First you anoint and then you move it around. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sachu Mashmish Vasachas. You do it simultaneous. Tan Rabbanan Sarei Shemen, asking Shadim that are made, that are created through oil, the Sarei Beitzim, or those that are created through the shells of eggs, Mutarin Lishal Behen, you're allowed to ask them because there's no Sakana. Elam Mnei Shem Chazvin, just beware that they lie. They're not going to, whatever the responses they give to you are not necessarily going to be accurate. Loch Shinal Shemen Shabakli, you're allowed to do a Lechisha over oil that's in a Kli, Vein Loch Shinal Shemen Shabiyad, but not an oil that's on someone's hands. Lefichach Sachen Mishem Shabiyad, that's why, since there can't be a lechisha on shemen that's on someone's hands, so use that shemen for refuah, because you don't have to worry that there are shadim all over it. Vein sachem shemen shabakli, but don't anoint yourself with a shemen that's in a kli, because there might be shadim all over it. And the Gemara tells a story to demonstrate. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, ikla lehush pizza, he went to a certain hotel, aisi le mishcha b'mana, and they brought him shemen in a kli. Shaf, so he anointed his body with it, nafkalei tzimchi ba'ape, and because of that, he had all sorts of wounds on his face, because it was shemen that obviously had shadim that were associated with it. Nafak l'shuk, he went out to the market. Chazisei itza, a certain woman who knew about lechishos and shadim, so took one look at him. Amra zika dechemas kachazina hacha. Ah, I see that this guy has the shade of chemas has attacked this person. Avile milsa vitase, she knew right away how to take care of it. But had he not used the shemen shabakli, none of this would have happened. Amar le Rabbi Abba le Rabba bar Mari Ksiv. Now we're discussing refuah in general. Pasuk says that if you listen to what Hashem has to say and you do what is yashar be'inei Hashem, you listen to His mitzvos, you observe His rules. Kolamachlesh or samti b'mitzrayim lawas melecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. You're not going to suffer like Mitzrayim because I am Hashem, your doctor. V'chimiachar shalo sam refuah lama. But wait, if we're not going to suffer in the first place, what do we need a refuah for? Meaning, why do you need ki ani Hashem rofecha if lawas Simalecha, Hashem is not going to give us the machla. So Amalei, Hachti Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mikra Zemi Atzmo Nidrash. This pasuk could be understood on its own. Shenemar, pasuk starts Vayomerim Shema Tishma LaKol Hashem Elokecha. So Im Tishma Lo Asim. If you listen to Hashem, you're not going to get sick in the first place. Vim Lo Tishma, you don't listen, Asim. You'll have all these machlos, but Afal Bikein Kani Hashem Rofecha. That even so, even though you'll have all these machlos, Kani Hashem Rofecha. Hashem ultimately is going to be. He's going to be the rofe. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is always borei the refuah before the machla, but it all has to be Hashem is rofecha. It all has to be biito bezmano. So that's where Rabbi Zilberstein has a discussion of here in Chashukei Chemed, whether in order to do a trial study, you're allowed to trick the patients into, let's say, there's a certain medicine that works, but it causes a lot of tsar, but it works, and you're trying to develop a medicine that doesn't cause any tsar, but in order to do it, you have to do a trial of it. So you need to tell everyone you're giving them medicine, and half the people you're giving a placebo to, they're not getting anything, and the other half the people don't know for sure if it's going to work. So can you hide, can you engage in some sort of deceit, some sort of lie, in order to be able to get the medication passed sooner? So he says, no, Ani Hashem Rofecha means that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready for it, you're not supposed to lie, you're not supposed to cheat, you're not supposed to do anything like that, in order to, even though it's for the greater good of society, it's not for the greater good of this patient. He said, he asked Rav Yashu about this. Rav Yashu says, you have a patient in front of you, you have a chiv to be merape that patient, and you have an isser of losam al damrecha. guy, but long term it could be better for him. He said, Mashal ma davar doma, like Ramesha writes in the Tshuva, like the Gra was known to have said, that a person has no obligation to become a doctor. Once you become a doctor, you have to treat patients. But right now, you have your obligations that are right in front of you right now. You don't have to become a doctor so that you can treat a patient. There's no obligation to become a rich man so that you can give tzedakah. If you happen to have money, so then you have an obligation to give tzedakah. But you don't have to think on that level toward the future. So that's Ani Hashem Rofecha. Amar Rabbi Rechana, Keshechal Rabbi Lazar. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a couple of stories toward the end of Rabbi Lazar's life and what happened when the Talmidim came to visit him. So when Rabbi Lazar got sick, Nichnasu Talmidav Levakro, his Talmidim came to visit him. Amar Lehen, so Rabbi Lazar said, Chama Aza Yesh Ba'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be very angry because I'm sick. His Chilu Hein Bochen, they all started to cry seeing Rabbi Lazar in such a condition, but Rabbi Akiva Mesachik, Rabbi Akiva, as he tends to do, was laughing when everyone else was crying. So Amru Lo, Lamata Mesachik. So he always has an answer. So they always ask the question, why are you laughing? Everyone else is crying. This doesn't seem like a time for rejoicing. Amru Len V'chim Ne'ma'atem Bochem. And he always has the same response. Why are you crying? So Amru Lo, Efshar Sefer Torah Shari B'tzar. You see a Sefer Torah. Blazer himself is a human Sefer Torah. And he's sitting there B'tzar. V'lo Nifka, we shouldn't cry over such a thing. Amru Len L'kachani Mesachik. Shekoz Man Shani Ra Rabbi She'eni Enomach Mitzvein. Pishton Alok Avein Shemino Mavish. His whole life, he never suffered a day. Everything always worked out great. Every investment he made turned to gold. Everything he had was good. So as long as I saw that, Amarti Shemachas Shalom Kibul Rabbi Alamo, that maybe he's receiving his reward in this world, and I was worried about what's going to be with him in the Olam HaEmes. V'achshav Shani Ro Rabbi Bitzar. Now I see Baruch Hashem, he's suffering a little bit, and he's sameach. Now I know that his real reward is going to be in the Olam HaEmes. He's going to be zocha to Chayel Maba. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Lazar overhears this, I guess, and he says, Akiva, klum chisarti min haTorah kula. What did I do wrong that you think I need to suffer in this world? Meaning, why is it necessary that I suffer? Amar Lo, limatan rabenu ki adam ein tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. I don't think you did anything in particular wrong, but you're the one that taught us that everybody sins, that everybody does something wrong. It's interesting that he says limatan rabenu shlomo melech taught it. It's a pasuk in Kohelet. It has nothing to do with what Rabbi Elazar said. So the Marsha, Rabbi Elazar didn't add anything to the teaching, at least the way it's reported over here. So the Marsha says that that's the derech of a Talmud, to respond to a Rebbe, even though it's a pasuk mefurash, but you acknowledge where you got that pasuk mefurash from. You acknowledge where you learned it from, where a person learned his Torah from. A person should always have a profound sense of Mesorah. It's a critical thing that a Rebbe has to give over to a Talmud, a profound sense of Mesorah. I think it's a critical thing that a lot of Rebbeim are unaware of, that they should give to the Talmidim a sense of where they come from, a sense of where their Mesorah is from. So the Talmidim aren't just feeling like some guy is teaching me. No, this is a long line of people that's giving me their Torah. Tanu Rabbanu, Kishchal Rabbi Lazar nichnasu arba zekenim levakro. When Rabbi Lazar got sick, four zekenim came to be mevaker him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Lazar ben Azari, Rabbi Kiva. Nen Rabbi Tarfon v'amros. Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Lazar, Tova atal Yisrael mitipa shel geshamim. You're even better for the Jewish people than a drop of rain. Shetipa shel gesham bol mazeh, v'Rabbi bol mazeh uva olam haba. Because a drop of rain is good in this world, but you're good in olam hazeh and olam haba. You taught us Torah that brings us not only in this world, gave us not only bracha in this world, but brings us le'olam haba as well. Nena Rabbi Shuva Amar Tovat al Yisrael Yoser Migal Galchama. You're even more beneficial to us than the sun is. Shagal Galchama Bolam Hazeh. The benefits of the sun are felt in this world, but Lasadavo, that's all going to be gone. The Maoros are going to be batal, Rashi points out. That's what the pasuk says in Shayo. Lo Yelcha Oda Shemesh La Or Yomam La Noga Hirech Lo Yari Lucha Veilcha Hashem La Or Olam Elokayach L'Tvartech. That Hashem is going to be the Or in Olam Haba. There's not going to be a sun in Olam Haba, but for Rabbi, Balmazeh Uval Haba. But you, Rabbi Lazar, you're beneficial to us in this world and the next world. Then Rabbi Lazar ben Azariya va'amar, Tovat al Yisrael Yosem Ha'aveim. You are more beneficial to us than a father and mother. Sha'aveim Balmazeh. Father and mother are beneficial to us in this world. Rabbi Balmazeh Uva Olam Haba. And Rabbi in this world and the next world. That's what the Gemara discusses. Avedos Aviv va'Avedos Rabbo. The Gemara Mesachs Ba'Metzia that Aviv is Mevio L'Olam Hazeh, but Rabbo is Mevio La'olam haba, and therefore the Rebbe takes precedence over the father, unless, of course, the father taught the child Torah, because then he's the Rebbe also, or the father saw to it that the child was taught Torah, because then he brought the child La'olam haba as well, not only La'olam hazeh. Then Rabbi Akiva Amar Chaviv Nisurin. And Rabbi Akiva, after everyone talks about how great Rabbi Lazar is, Rabbi Akiva talks about how great it is that Rabbi Lazar is suffering. Yeah, chaviv and yisurin. The suffering is a really good thing. So Amr Lahem, so Rabbi Lazar says, Samchuni, stand me up a little bit. I need to talk to this Rabbi Akiva. Veshma divrei Akiva talmidai, sha'amar chaviv and yisurin. I need to hear some explanation why he thinks this is the appropriate thing to say at this time, that these yisurin are so good. So Amr lo, Akiva, zumidayin lecha, how do you know that they're so good? Amar mikra ani dorish. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says, by Menashe ben Chizkiya, Melech Yehuda, ben 12 shana Menashe ben Malcho, v'chamishim v'chamesh shana Melech Yerushalayim. He became king at the age of 12. He ruled for 55 years. Vayas hara be'enei Hashem. He did terrible things. Now, Ksiv, when it describes Chizkiya, Melech Yehuda, who was Menashe's father, so you would think that to have a son like Menashe, he must have done some pretty terrible things. Pasuk says, gam eile mishle shalom asher hetiko anshe Chizkiya, Melech Yehuda, the Chizkiya and his Talmidav, wrote Sefer Mishle of Shlomo HaMelech. So how could the Menashe be such an evil person? He wrote a book of Tanakh. He taught the whole world Torah. He couldn't teach his own son Torah. So sometimes the answer is, you have people who teach the whole world Torah and they have difficulty with their own children. Sometimes you have an Avram Avinu who's Makari Valaf Meravavos, but his own nephew, he has difficulty keeping him nearby. His tent is open to the whole world, but he can't live together with his nephew. So sometimes you have such a thing, but the Gemara can't imagine. How could he not have inspired his child? Obviously, he worked very hard to inspire his child, but with all the work, he was unable to make Menashe turn out okay. Eli Yisurin, the only thing that helped Menashe turn out okay in the end, what really caused Menashe to do tshuva, is Yisurin. The best parent in the entire world couldn't do to him what Yisurin did to him. And that's why Yisurin is a good thing. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vayedabra Hashem el Menashe v'yalam el v'lo v'kshiva v'yavei Hashem el eim esari atzava asher l'melech asher v'yil kudus Menashe b'chochim v'yasru b'nuchush tayim. So he was captured and he was put in iron chains v'yiluchu b'vel and he was taken down to Bavel u'ksiv u'v'heitzar l'ochilas p'nei Hashem elokav v'yikonim ha'od milfnei elokei avosav v'yispalilav. So in his moment of desperation, he turns to And that's what ultimately led him to tshuva. It's what ultimately led him to tefillah. Halamantish chaviv and yisurin. So you see that chaviv and yisurin. It's a very important insight that a person only experiences sincere tefillah when he's suffering. Without yisurin, a person doesn't. It's very, very difficult for a person to achieve a sense of tefillah. When you ask the experts in chinuch, why is it that they have such a hard time getting kids to daven nowadays, getting young kids, high school kids, to be interested in davening? The answer is they have it too good. Their lives, they have everything, every need taken care of. They never suffered a day in their lives. A person suffers a little bit, all of a sudden that changes the way that they daven. Nothing can affect the tefillah the way that suffering can. Remember, Rabbi Kamenetsky told us, he once asked from Mendel Blachman, how do you get kids to daven? He said, bring them to Sloan Kettering. And then that's how you get them down. They have to see that there are some people that are suffering. They have to, and if they don't see that, then it's going to be very, very difficult to daven. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Ba'u Ba'alila. There are three people that came with tainas against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'elu hein, Kayin, Esav, U'Menashe. And they are Kayin, Esav, U'Menashe. They each had a taina. Kayin, Dechsev, Gadol Avoni, means so. Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shalom, Klum Gadol Avoni, Mishishim Ribo. What, do you think my sin is so great that it's greater than the sin of 600,000 Jews? Shasidin Lachtol Lefanechu are going to do Chede Egel, Vata Soleach Lehem. Somehow you found it in your heart to give Slicha to them. So I think you can manage to give Slicha to me. Esav, Dechsev, Habracha Achasi Lecha Avi. Esav says to his father, is there only one bracha? There's nothing left for me? So his taina is that Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have any more brachas Hashem, and if not, then maybe there are shtei reshuyos, Esav would say. Maybe you're not the only God. Maybe there's other bracha that can come from elsewhere. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel that taina. Menashe, who also had a taina, because when he was in captivity in the hands of Melech Bavel, he didn't daven right away to Hashem. B'tchila kara le'elohos harbe. First he called out to every avod zarah, and no one was able to save him. And only after that he called out to Hashem. So his taina is, if you don't answer me, you know better than all the other avodah zarahs I just davened to that also didn't answer me. So it's a way of demonstrating that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only Melech Ozer Moshiach Magen that he's going to have to answer that tefillah. Abishalom er afa hoges Hashem v'os Yosef. That even someone who's hoges Hashem v'os Yosef pronounces the Shem Hashem is ein lochel gal mabas. So tana b'gvulin u'b'lashon aga. Either that's outside of the Mikdash, or in some other lashon that's not lashon hakodesh. But in the mikdash and lashon hakodesh, you're allowed to be hoges Hashem, but l'si Yosef. Shloshim malachim arba adiotos. Then the Mishnah went on to get into specifics that there are three kings and four adiotos that have no chelik olam haba. Tan rabbanon. So today we're going to talk about Yeravam. Yeravam shariba am, that he caused Klal Yisrael to be in a very lowly place. Dover acher Yeravam shasamariva ba'am, that he caused fights in the nation because they were doing avodah zarah, and some people didn't want to do avodah zarah, so they were getting into fights with each other. Dover acher Yeravam shasamariva ben Yisrael avim shvashmayim, by promoting avodah zarah, he made a fight between Klal Yisrael and avim shvashmayim. Ben nevat ben shenibet v'lo ra'a, it's a person who thought he had a vision, he thought he saw a message min hashamayim, and he didn't. He totally misinterpreted the vision. Tana hu nevat v'hu Micha. This Nevat is the same person as Micha in Sefer Shoftim. Toward the end of Sefer Shoftim, we're told about Pesel Micha, these wild stories at the end of Sefer Shoftim. That is Nevat. V'hu Sheva ben Bichri. It also happens to be Sheva ben Bichri, that after Avshalom rebelled and was killed, and everyone wanted to give the Malchus back to David, Sheva ben Bichri reinvigorated the Merida against David. Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Vayitka b'shofar v'yomer ein lanu chelek b'David v'lo nach lanu b'ven Yishai ish la'ohalav Yisrael, Israel, that no one should accept David as a melech. The Radak, of course, asked the question. Nevat was from Shevet Ephraim. Pasuk says Yeravam ben Nevat was an Ephrati, and Sheva ben Bichri was from Shevet Binyamin. So it's a little difficult to say. It describes it as an Ish Yemini. So it's difficult to understand how they could possibly be the same person. Marsha suggests that he was Ephrati, he was from Ephraim, but he's called an Ish Yemini like someone from Binyamin, because Shaul HaMelech was from Shevet Binyamin, and Shaul HaMelech was the first to be cholik on the Malchus based David. So anyone who's cholik on the Malchus based David is called a Yemini. The other Achronim say, no, mother side, father side. That's the typical way that we answer such stiras about a person's tribal ancestry. That mother side is from one and father side is from the other. So, and Nevat, Shenibet v'lo ra'a. Nevat is a reference to the fact that he saw some sort of message, but he didn't really get it. Micha, Shenismaich bebinyan. And Micha is that he was in Mitzrayim at the time of the Shibud, and he was one of the babies that was put into the wall, into the walls of Mitzrayim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu complained, Ribono Shalom, why are these babies suffering? Hashem said, no, these are the ones that nothing is ever going to come of them. So he said, you want to try? Take one out, see what becomes of him. So this was the one that they took out, was this Nevat, this Micha, this Sheva ben Bichri. Umashmo, Sheva ben Bichri Shmo. His real name is Sheva ben Bichri. The Achronim point out, the Rishonim point out rather, it's hard to imagine. He lived that long from the days of Mitzrayim till the end of the days of David HaMelech. It's pretty impressive. So we said that there are three people that saw some sort of sign, but they didn't get what they were seeing. Nevat he saw a fire come out of his Aver. Hu savar iu malach. He thought that's a sign that he's going to be king. It's a sign of power. It just meant that Yeravam was going to descend from him, but not that he was ever going to be in a powerful position himself. Achitofel saw that he had tzara'as on his Aver. So hu savar iu malach. He took that as a sign that he's going to be a melech. Why would you take that as a sign that you're going to be a melech? That it's tzara'as. So Maral explains that someone who has tzara'as is nivdal mina'am. He has to be sent chutz l'machane moshavo. He has to be, he's completely out of the tzibur. He's not one of the tzibur. A melech is also like that. The mitzora below and the melech above the tzibur. But he thought that this was a sign of malchus. Velohi. Basheva bitohi. No, it was his daughter Basheva. It was a sign of malchus, but not for him. But it was Basheva, his daughter, who marries David HaMelech, the Nafag Mina Shlomo, and Shlomo is going to descend from her. It's Tagnine Paradom Rabbechem Rabbechanina Maidach Siv, Hema Mei Meriva. When Moshe Rabbeinu does the Aver of the Mei Meriva, it says Hema Mei Meriva, as if we're supposed to know about this water from before. Hema Sharot said, it's Tagnine Paro Vitao. This is the water that the Tagnine Paro foresaw, but they didn't know what they were seeing. Rosh HaMashin Shal Yisrael Maimuloka, Amru Kalabena Loda, Yorot Yishlichu. They saw that the Moshe Shal Yisrael is going to suffer by water, so they said, okay, let's throw every baby boy into the water. Vein lo yadu shaliske mei meriva loka. Yeah, he was going to suffer by water, the mei meriva though. Uminolan delasi le'alma da'asi. How do I know that Yeravam doesn't have a chelik in olam haba? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, after Yeravam built bamos avodah zarah, and they made kohanim to the avodah zarah, vayhi badavar hazeh l'chatas beis Yeravam l'hachid l'hashmid me'al p'nei adama. So l'hachid is b'olam hazeh. L'hashmid l'olam haba. So we see the promise is that Yeravam is not going to have olam haba.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maz Zacha Yeravam Lamalchus. What did Yeravam do right that he was Zacha Lamalchus? We just learned to camp his Zachus Avos because Nevat was a lowlife. Mibnei Shochiach Shlomo, because he gave Musar to Shlomo. Mnei Man Nenash, and why did he suffer? The Yad Ramah points out, of course he suffered. He did a terrible Avera. No, it means why didn't his Zachus protect him from being Nichshal in these Averos? Mnei Shochicha Barabim, because when he chose to give Shlomo Musar, he did it publicly. Shenemar Vizar Davar Sherher Miad Bamelch Shlomo Banas Hamilo Sagar's parents ear David. That Shlomo HaMelech closed up the breaches in the wall around Yerushalayim. Your father put those pierces in the wall so that people could be Olo L'Regel. It will be easier to get into Yerushalayim. And you built up those pierces. Why? So you could keep track of everyone coming into Yerushalayim and you collect taxes from all of them so that you can enrich the Bas Paro that you married. Now clearly Yad Ramah points out Chas V'Shalom that this was not Shlomo HaMelech's intention. It wouldn't even make sense that it would be Shlomo HaMelech's intention, because we know about the times of Shlomo HaMelech. In Kesef Lo Nechshav Yimei Shlomo L'Me'uma, the pasuk says money was worthless in times of Shlomo. There was so much money, he didn't need more money. That's not what it was about. But Yeravam was trying to give him Musar, and that's what Yeravam had speculated. And he was chutzpedik to Shlomo HaMelech by removing his tefillin right in front of Shlomo HaMelech, being megale his rosh in front of a melech, which is considered to be disrespectful. Okay, but tomorrow we'll learn more about Yeravam.